B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It's official. It's a heat wave. 90 degrees again today. That's 4 days. Although 3 might be a heat wave.
No, 3 is a heat wave.
Oh, 3 is a heat wave.
Just what, like extra
what's,
credit.
What's 4?
This is so extra.
Extra credit, is
yep.
that right?
Yep.
4. High of 90 today. A few clouds. Otherwise, clear 69 tonight. And tomorrow, refreshing with some showers possible and a high 77. Are we looking forward to that or what?
I am.
Enough
I feel like
that.
It's a... Look, I'm a better and stronger person because I can sleep through this without really having air conditioning.
How are you doing this?
Because we have air conditioning, but like it's
this?
In my daughter's room and it doesn't really reach to my room and it's super hot.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm better than you.
I think you are. I think you are.
You're thinking that. I'll be sleeping in a 66-degree room.
Wow.
I don't know. You know, like I feel like I have some fortitude.
You know,
I lack in every other aspect of my life.
Well, if that's a win for you as you're stuck to your sheets.
Yep, it does give you a glistening glow.
It does. It's about you damp when you wake up. Oh, my God. It's not good. Not good.
Not how I'm looking at it. I'm reframing.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Anyway, who wants to change the subject?
Really looking forward to tomorrow.
that's what I asked. So today, I know you're a skeptic, LBF. We talked about it yesterday. But today, Buzz and Neil blasted off from the moon to meet up with Michael Collins. These 51 years ago.
Really?
In orbit. Mike was just orbiting around.
Just,
he was the Uber driver.
He was the taxi cab outside the airport.
That's all he did.
Like,
just
come
circled.
On, lady.
Just circled. Get your luggage.
Allegedly.
Don't you. Don't you. I thought about that yesterday. I said,
did you?
Well, I thought, first of all, it's preposterous to think. You know, it's insane, actually, to think that it was faked.
It absolutely is insane. I agree with you. 100%.
Okay, good.
But
good.
I still, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, okay, let's just take, we'll break it down real quick. The Saturn V rocket, which they rode, right?
Yeah.
From Cape Canaveral, or maybe it was Cape Kennedy then.
Or Cape Cod, I don't know.
You saw it take off. You were not around, but
no.
We saw it go up,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't see them.
Define saw.
No.
It was televised.
It was televised.
And there were people there, allegedly, at the base.
There. Yeah, millions, all on the scheme.
All right.
And then it blasted off for 4 days, whatever it was, and then returned, splashed down. So where were they those 4 days? From blast off to...
In that basement where they filmed it.
Is that what they were?
Thank you.
No.
I give up.
No.
Wow. Walter Cronkite.
No, preposterous. 100% agree with you. But
I just hope there's not even a smidgen of doubt in her mind.
What if it's true?
Anywho, for the rest of us, it was 51 years ago today. Hey, we had a winner with $1 million scramble last night, 5 o'clock. So we're going to debut the new scramble just after 6. You don't want to miss it. Why can't you win $1,000 and maybe $1,000,002? That's coming up.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your day with J-Bo Jones. And 90 minutes commercial-free starting at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Brought to you by Big Y Foods. Summer means barbecues, picnics, and Big Y's just like Mom's Deli Salads. Homestyle potato, egg and potato, macaroni or coleslaw. Made with only the finest ingredients and only at Big Y. LBF, what's cool?
Wow, I'm hungry.
Right?
And I bet you are too if you've gained the quarantine 15. But I can help with that. I have an easy way to burn it off.
That's good.
Especially today. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. Okay, Brian Bell.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
And we're going to get one.
Yeah, we're going to get one. Okay. Well, it's about exactly the same size.
I was trying to get my kids to watch that the other day with me, but they just weren't interested in it.
What?
What?
That's what I said. I go, it's perfect. Summer movie.
That's a parenting fail right there, Bob.
I would say so. I would say so. All they want to watch is
I haven't let Lucy
The
watch
Office,
that.
Portlandia.
Oh.
All those.
Snarky. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's like snarky, smart comedies.
Yeah.
Instead
they don't want
of
a
just,
good
you know,
show with
blood
shark
guts.
Versus man. Man versus shark. Boat. It's all good. All right. Sorry. Coming up. How about this dog that was missing for over 7 days? And made his way home the long way.
Oh, like Homeward Bound, that movie.
She did. She made it all the way home, over 50 miles.
Nice.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
All right, so if you've gained the quarantine 15, I can help. Here's a way to burn it off. I'm not going to do it, but...
you know, that's nice of you. That's nice of you.
If you want to, yeah. It's yard work.
Oh.
Yes. Maintaining the yard and garden could be the ideal way to work off extra pounds you may have put on while being stuck at home. So apparently, according to this poll, and I haven't spent one, people spend an average of 165 hours a year maintaining or fixing up their homes outside of the house. And I guess it can burn a lot of calories. Mowing the grass can burn more than 4,000 calories every year.
Yeah.
Carrying wood, bags of soil, and bags of compost can burn another 3,000 calories per year. Planting shrubs and seeds can burn another 2,600 calories a year. Weeding, 6,000 calories. Ugh. Mm. And then watering the garden, 4,000 calories over the course of a year.
That's good.
That's like 80,000 calories a year, which is enough to offset eating more than 300 Big Macs.
That's good.
I gotta say, Dave Falcone has been doing a ton of work in the yard, and he's looking trim.
Well,
I
let's
wasn't
be
gonna
clear.
Say anything though because I'm
he's
mad.
Looking trim.
Yeah.
Wow.
He is.
Mad. Nice.
Yeah, mad. Like well, he'll just he'll literally show. Like just decide to not eat a meal and he'll lose 10 pounds.
Why don't that's you go amazing. Do some yard work with him?
Yeah. No thanks.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll just sit around being mad then.
All right, Brian.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many calories right. does that burn?
Quite a few.
She's rooting for him. All right. I can tell you're rooting for
him. Hit that green button for me there, Bob.
The green button.
Yeah. Right here.
Which one? Oh, that green button. Here we go.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Jaws. You know the orca. It met a sad end at the end of the movie.
Yep.
Jaws. But there's a whole group that is doing a new documentary called Return of the Orca, and it's based right out of Martha's Vineyard, and it's got Academy Award nominee and Jaws production designer Joe Alves, Martha's Vineyard local Chris Crawford. They designed and built the original orca. They're building a new one.
Wow.
And also involved is Jaws author Peter Benchley's widow, Wendy. And they're going to make it into a research vessel for studying the white sharks in the Martha's Vineyard area. And all, you know, there's white sharks all over the place.
Like Hooper. Hooper would have a boat
Hooper.
Like that.
Well, Hooper had a fancy boat, Hooper, with your fancy boat.
Yeah.
H goes in the water, you go in the water, sharks in the water. So they're going to...
All right, Robert Shaw.
They're actually fundraising for it on Indiegogo. You can look it up and, you know, give them a couple bucks. The Return of the Orca. And
that'd
I don't,
be fun to see down there.
Yeah.
Now, what doesn't the don't the Benchley family have enough money to buy a boat? It wasn't a big boat. Right.
It's not
are
a very.
The
they have
rich.
Well, they wrote. You
they
know,
wrote
Peter
Jaws.
Benchley wrote
they probably,
Jaws.
They're probably doing okay.
Screenplay, dividends.
I'll look them up.
Yeah, look that up. I see.
Yeah, they have an old lobster boat that they're making into the Orca. So it's pretty cool.
Okay, so would your dog come back home to you if they went astray? Check this out. There was a dog in Missouri, a golden lab named Cleo. She, a four-year-old, went missing from her Kansas home. She turned up a week later, 57 miles away, on the Missouri front porch of the home she lived in 2 years prior.
Oh.
So she was lost. A couple comes home. The new owners of the house see this beautiful lab, a little hungry and skinny, on their front porch.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what's going on. The dog did not want to leave the porch. Wouldn't come to them. They go to the dog, end up taking him, getting him microchipped, see if they have it. And lo and behold, she walked 57 miles.
To go to her old house?
She was lost.
She must have forgotten something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got to go get that bone. That's my favorite bone.
Oh, my God.
That's right. How about that? 57 miles. So that would be from here. If you're in Boston, what's 57 miles away? That's longer than Worcester, right?
Yeah.
Sure. It's about Worcester.
Yeah, like Worcester. Walking to Worcester.
Yeah. It's like a week.
Well, if you really want something bad enough.
Yeah. Well, it beats outdoor exercise. I mean, doing yard work.
Yeah.
Just went for a stroll.
Right. Boy, I don't want anything that
bad. Go
ahead.
What? Nothing in Worcester? You want? Didn't think so.
No, thank you.
No. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Jeopardy! And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
Are you playing that, but not because anything's Johnny. Happened to Alex Trebek?
No, he's good.
Okay.
So last night, they started the Jeopardy iconic show reruns. And the first Jeopardy show with Alex hosted from 1984.
Tough.
It was amazing to watch.
Well, I mean, the first show of anybody's career.
He was super smooth, but he was so manic. Everything was super fast.
Right.
Right?
It was amazing.
And what was annoying back then in 84, you didn't have to wait for him to finish reading the question.
Oh, that's no fun.
So he's reading, all of a sudden, beep, chime in. And it worked for some of the players, but it was fascinating to watch.
It's a little
it was
bit
great.
Of throwback, though, you guys were telling me.
Oh, my God.
One of the women got her answer right.
Lois was on. Yeah, she was the girl on the show.
And Alex
says, good girl. Good girl, Lois.
Good girl, Lois.
She got a daily double.
I love it, though, because he was talking to Lois before. Like, hey, tell us about yourself, Lois. He was talking real fast.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I just got married. 6 months ago. Well, how long were you engaged? 14 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Lois.
What was his reaction?
Yeah, he just moved on.
Oh,
player
wow.
Number two.
And then the next guy did like a balloon trick.
Yeah.
No.
It was the weirdest thing.
It was like, awesome. He was some scientist. He made two balloons out of one. It was great.
Fun.
Anyway,
the retro shows because they can't film new ones. Right.
Well, yeah.
But my favorite part was at the end of the first episode. And
right.
We have our Alex crowns the first champion. You know, you're our returning champion. You'll be back tomorrow. Lois, great job. Player number three, nice job, too.
But he saved himself. He didn't go, he's a player
super
number three.
Smooth.
Super
right.
smooth. Always was. He had a great, afro going.
And
a huge stash.
Really?
Oh, my God. That thing was just, it was Tom Selleck-ish.
Well, that was the look.
That was the look.
Thank God that's passed us by.
Yeah, right? You're not a stash gal?
No.
No, not this one, big one. See this coming a mile
away.
I'm
going to look it up now.
Look it up.
And it should be fun tonight because it says in like the teaser, it says, we won't spoil it, but we had only gotten to episode number two when our contestants discovered a competitive pitfall.
Ooh.
So that should be interesting.
All right.
And then they had to kind of come up with different
rules.
It's
so fun. It's just great. Back in 84. Okay, coming up, Dirty Laundry, LBF.
Okay, we have to talk about Kanye's Twitter rant last night,
went
among
off.
Other things.
Went
and
off.
Also, why you shouldn't have children.
Okay.
Now you tell me.
Why Kanye shouldn't have children. Great.
Oh, not him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Anybody else? Okay. .647 LBF. It was hot yesterday. It didn't matter. She still got the laundry done.
She did.
Sweating over
I was
over
up
the,
late last night
yeah.
following Kanye's Twitter.
Oh,
feed.
Boy.
You know, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about why you shouldn't have children.
Why you shouldn't have children.
Yeah. I really, and it's the, it's interesting.
Okay.
All right. Kanye West. He's not well. And, like, I don't like the public sort of meltdown of this person who clearly needs some medical intervention.
Why? What are you seeing?
Well, what am I seeing?
Yeah.
First, on Sunday, he had held a campaign rally in South Carolina where he was slightly unhinged, saying Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had them work for other white people. He also said that he and Kim Kardashian almost terminated the pregnancy when she was pregnant with North. Mm-hmm. Not something you say at a campaign rally.
Mm-hmm.
Then things got weirder last night because he went on a bizarre rant on Twitter talking about how Kim Kardashian was trying to lock him up. Mm-hmm. Kim was trying to fly to Wyoming with a doctor to lock me up like the movie Get Out because I cried about saving my daughter's life yesterday. The tweets didn't really mesh. First, he shared Michael Jackson's Black or White video, and he suggested the movie Get Out was about him. In one tweet, he noted that if he got locked up like Mandela, we'll know why.
Mm-hmm.
He also talked about he'd never have his kids do Playboy.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, and he's running for president.
And he's running for president.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he's got a new album Friday.
He has a new album Friday.
Oh.
Crazy like a fox.
No kidding.
I don't think he... I actually don't. I think that he is just... And he's been public with his mental health struggles before.
Has he?
And this is like, you know...
He hasn't been the same since his mother died.
No,
remember,
he
that
hasn't.
Was like... She
he
was in for some kind of plastic surgery.
Getting,
she died.
Yes.
And, yeah, he's
and
never
he
been
hasn't
the same
been
since.
The same.
Yeah.
This is clearly something is really going on, and I wouldn't be surprised if Kim Kardashian was flying to Wyoming with a doctor to try to help him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're witnessing that.
But, hey, side note, that was a great movie, Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you want to.
Yes,
you know,
the producers to that movie have a new one coming out. I was watching that. You ever watch, like, just the trailers on TV or something? It's a show.
Yeah.
Talk about a waste of time. I'm like, how do I kill a half hour? Here we go. And there's a new movie where women wake up now. They live in the now. And then they wake up. They're kidnapped. And then they're put in like the past and they're like in slavery.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's,
I mean,
well, it's not at all.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's like it looks and it's from the producers of Get Out and Us.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's just, and they always do these really intense movies that make you really think and also scare the crap out
well,
of you.
Well, it's Outlander.
Janelle Monáe's in it.
You know, Outlander is a show that some people have, that they've gone back from the 20th century to the 17th or 18th. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Would
also,
you go forward or
forward.
You
backward,
go forward?
Forward, backward. No,
really?
Thank you.
More people are interested in the past than the present.
I'm interested in the future.
Okay. You're the
never
only.
Look back. It distracts from the now.
All right.
That's from The Incredibles.
Okay.
All right. Finally, what? Speaking of The Incredibles.
Yeah.
Very sage advice from Edna.
Edna.
Why you should not have kids. I have a kid, and that's why I know all the lines from The Incredibles.
Okay.
You guys. Savannah Guthrie has to undergo, she's from the Today Show.
Yeah.
She has no upper lip.
She has no upper lip.
Brian.
What?
You can't say that.
Oh, I can't?
No,
okay.
No.
Well,
that's judging.
No.
That's
no, I'm just, yeah. Just observational.
Yeah, okay.
She's just not
You'll
following.
Get the email.
Yeah,
not
you
me.
Will.
Good. All right, fine.
She has to have cataract surgery because she had a detached retina earlier last year. Because her 2-year-old son Charlie threw a toy train at her.
Jeez.
And that's how it detached her retina, which is like really
ouch.
Horrible
wow.
thing to happen. And now when your retina detaches, you get cataracts.
Yeah.
So now she has to have cataract surgery all the time. Which is why you should never have children, because they can throw a toy train at your
never
eye.
Or just wear safety glasses.
That's
you
true.
You just never give a choo-choo to Charlie, that's all. Choo-choo Charlie.
Yeah, choo-choo Charlie.
No.
Okay.
Don't go there.
All right.
We cool?
Let's fade to black. All right, get out of here. Press a button.
Everybody's offended. I think we can move on.
Good.
Covered all the bases.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, it's 7:13. Let's do True Confession Tuesday. This is going to be fun today. It's all based on a Facebook post a coworker of ours put up.
Mm-hmm.
And here was the premise.
All right.
Right? The premise was...
You're quarantined.
Yeah.
With the first artist you saw in concert. Who is it?
The first artist you saw in concert. I wrote mine.
Yeah.
ELO.
Yeah, I know. I work with radio people, so everyone's like cool
ELO
stuff.
Back in the 79, whatever. And yours was?
Mine was Jack Wagner.
You'd be quarantined with Jack Wagner.
Yeah, do you remember Jack Wagner?
I do.
Do you remember
his
awesome
soap opera?
Hit?
Yeah, what was
this
it?
This song?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I think I used to play that on Wish back in the
Who
day.
Who didn't?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you did.
We did.
Wishing and hoping.
Yeah.
Listen, Jack Wagner was key, and I saw him at the Colonial Theater. And we had... And that's exactly what we'd be quarantining together doing. Because Jack Wagner looks good now.
Does he still look good?
Yes, and I was shamed.
Mm, yeah, so even our boss, like, what did he say? Laughed at you?
He said, I can't believe I'm actually disappointed.
Oh!
I think he said disappointed. Let me
see. I think he did.
This was it was. I said, Jack Wagner, excited. My friends were like, that's so awesome. He wrote... I'm actually disappointed.
Oh, my God.
That, all caps, was your first OMG.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Right?
Really
from my boss.
From your boss.
Like, I respect him, and then all of a sudden this.
He doesn't respect you.
Nope,
not anymore. Not anymore.
I told him, then I responded.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Good idea.
Yeah. You're not the only one who's disappointed. I've tried to keep this under wraps, but I've decided to let my freak flag fly. And then he accused me of being a soap opera guru. Because, fun fact, Jack Wagner became popular on General Hospital. He played Frisco Jones.
Frisco Jones.
Yep.
Wow.
He also had a follow-up hit called Lady of My Life that he sang to Felicia on the show.
Okay. All right. That's good. We're good.
It's a strong word for that.
I
loved it. It was a great concert. What was your first concert?
Yeah, Brian, what was yours?
Like, the first big concert I remember going to was Rush at the Centrum.
See, that's a solid 90, show.
91.
Yeah. So let's do this for True Confession. Confess your first and your worst, or your first or your worst.
Or it could be both in my case.
It could be both.
Other people judging.
One of the worst that I walked out of was Harry Connick Jr. When we thought we were going to go see Harry doing, you know, that kind of big band swing, cool stuff. He decided that night that he wanted to do a jazz fusion for everybody.
No.
It was an outdoor concert by... Half hour in, being booed, and most people left.
Jazz is tough.
You don't do that. You don't do that to your audience.
I read a book at a Lenny Kravitz concert and fell asleep at a Joe Satriani concert.
That's hard to do. He's kind of loud.
I was able.
All right, so let's do... what if your first concert was A Flock of Seagulls?
That would have been a good one.
After they do this, I don't know what you do.
That's a cool first concert.
That'd be a cool one.
It says 80s. That's all it says.
Here. All right, 888-410-1057. What was your first or your worst?
We won't shame you like my boss shamed me.
No, we will. No, we're going to shame you. Let's have some fun. 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 1057 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll...
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Wow. LBF's first concert, and I'm not going to say it was your worst, but it was your first, was Jack Wagner.
I loved it, and I stand by Jack Wagner.
Yeah?
From General Hospital.
Yeah.
He's all I need.
Well, that's all he's got, is all I need. So.
Well, you know, we're a perfect match.
There you go. So we thought it'd be fun for True Confession Tuesday because, in case folks missed it, LBF... on our co-worker's Facebook page answered her first concert she'd have to be quarantined with would have been Jack Wagner.
Yes.
Which you wouldn't mind that.
Which would be fabulous.
Right. So we thought, let's throw out your first or your worst concert. Now, mine was my first was ELO at the Cumberland County Civic Center. That's in Portland.
Did you like it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
They were unbelievable.
How old were you?
I was probably 17. Yeah. You know?
I just wonder what you were wearing. Were you wearing, like, bell bottoms?
Who knows? all I wore in high school were those baseball shirts.
You know, okay,
baseball
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I can
white
picture it.
White with blue blue
sleeves. Feathered hair going on.
Yeah, that's it.
Got it. Pictured in my mind.
That was me. That was good. So let's see. Okay,
we got Jeff. Jeff's up first.
Jeff, your first or your worst or both? Let's hear it.
Well, my first was my worst. It was a Monkees reunion tour.
Oh, wow. Were all the Monkees there?
Yeah, actually, they were.
Oh, wow.
They were.
Davey and Mickey.
Mikey and Mickey and
yeah.
Mike and Peter Tork. And, yeah, they were all there. God.
How old were you?
How was I? I was just out of high school, 17.
Old enough to know better.
Old enough to know better, but my girlfriend at the time was a Monkees fan. And, yeah. And then that summer, she won tickets again, and I had to go again.
You had to go. Awesome. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Jeff. Bye. Okay. ROR. Who's this?
Connor.
Connor, what was your first concert?
Dropkick Murphys with Aerosmith.
Now, that's a solid show.
That's something to brag about.
Pretty good.
Flexing.
Yeah.
Is that like one of the Fenway shows?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice one.
You'll
nice
always
one.
Have that. Good
You'll
stuff.
Never be shamed by your boss.
Nope. ROR, good morning. What was your first or worst?
God. You ready?
Yep.
George Michael.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's a great concert.
Is it?
Oh, it is.
Oh, my God. It was wonderful. His face tore. My mom finally let me go when I was 15. Oh, my goodness.
Did you have a crush on him, though, if you know what I mean?
Oh, I would have loved to have been quarantined with him. Are you kidding me?
Right? Exactly. I am here you.
No.
I'm not sure he'd be interested in you,
no,
but that's
so
okay.
No,
right, exactly. I
that's
love
okay.
listening to you guys.
That's
Every
a good
day,
first concert.
I love listening to you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Let's get some George You're Michael
welcome.
Up, Brian.
We'll do.
Yeah, we'll get some George for you.
<Okay.
laughs>
Bye bye. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
So you nice. Too.
All right, Kristen, you have a worst or first concert or even both. What do you got?
I want to definitely first. It was great years ago. Adam Ant, the Orpheum.
Adam
Ooh.
Ant.
Adam Ant, that's
yeah, what was
solid.
Goody two shoes.
What did he do after that?
You know what
not
I mean.
Don't hurt yourself.
You were so young. You're probably like people watched in the comments.
No, not you, Adam. I mean, he had one.
Yeah. That's a good
yeah,
one, though.
Yeah.
That's funny, Kristen. That's a good,
good
one.
Memory.
You kids yes. have no idea who Adam Ant was.
No idea.
Thank you.
I don't think he is now either.
No,
you're
he doesn't
welcome.
Know
what he was. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Hi, Tony. What was your first or worst concert? Maybe it was the both. I mean, maybe it was the same.
No, it wasn't. My first and best concert was Prince. My dad took me when I was 13. I think he hated everything about the show, but it was probably the best concert I've ever been to. It was 1984, 1985.
Now, tell me about his guitar work. Now, was he amazing to watch?
I was young, but even then, it just blew my mind what he was doing with that guitar, just making that thing.
He's so underrated as a guitar player.
I know, he really was.
You know? I mean,
he was
Hendrix-esque, and he just kind of fluffed it off like it's just something
Yeah, like
he did.
This is, yeah.
No biggie, you know what I mean?
Yep, he was absolutely amazing. Glad
Impressive first concert. Well done, sir.
Yep.
Embarrassed.
No Jack Wagner.
Jack on the axe, honey. Right? Okay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Who's this?
Sean.
Hi, Sean. Your first or worst or both?
First.
Yep. What was it?
Jeff Beck, Joe Perry Project, Cape Cod Coliseum.
Oh, my God. That was pre-Aerosmith? No, they broke up, right?
They broke up, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Probably about 1980-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff Beck.
We
drove down to Cape Cod Coliseum, four of us and my buddy's Duster, with a quarter barrel of beer on the front seat.
Gosh, yes.
Plymouth Duster.
You can't do that these days.
No, he was a Plymouth Duster.
No. They don't fit in the car. That's the problem.
that's the problem. Okay.
Good call, man. Thank you.
Wow, that's a throwback.
Plymouth Duster with
his
buddies and a quarter keg in the band.
Boy, that's a good time.
You tell me the 80s weren't fun. Okay. Go ahead. What's coming up? Dirty. We're going to take a few calls. This is really fun today. So you can tell us your first or your worst, or maybe it was both. 888-410-1057. LBF, what's coming up?
I'm going to play all of Jack Wagner's hits.
No.
That shouldn't take long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to talk about Britney Spears is selling her place, and it has a special feature that you won't... Well, that actually is on brand for her.
Is it really?
Yes.
Britney's moving out. Where's she going?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole story,
I know, Bob. I know. Dig deep, LBF. 7:45. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. I tell you, we could take calls all day long today on our true confession, which was your first or worst concert.
Yeah.
And there's so many. Just
I
great
feel like
ones.
I'm winning, though.
Jack Wagner right now is definitely...
I mean, not to me, right but up the general public.
David I mean, I would rather have seen David Cassidy.
You're mistaken.
No, okay.
Jack Wagner was great. I rushed the stage with my friend Christy Cataret.
Oh, my God. You did?
Yeah. At the Colonial.
And what happened?
Nothing. I got sent back.
Get back there, Blondie.
Yeah. Right.
All righty. So we'll take more calls later. It's been fun. Let's do some dirty laundry, LBF.
Okay. What does Johnny Depp call some other celebrities in Hollywood? He has nicknames. And since everything is on trial with him these days, we got the answer. You'll believe what he calls them. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, really?
But first, can we talk about Britney Spears?
Go ahead.
She's selling her Beverly Hills home that she lived in following her divorce from K-Fed. It's 6 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms. It's 7,400 square feet. It's in the gated community, the Summit, if it means anything to you. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Sounds like it's on the top of a hill.
Yeah. Good.
Summit.
Good.
Good, Brian.
Context clues. Excellent.
Yeah. Very good.
If you have $6.8 million, you can have it. She originally purchased it for $7.2 back in 2007.
Ooh,
what the heck happened?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one she burned down the gym?
No. That's the one that she had. She burned down the gym in Vegas, but she did have a famous meltdown.
Okay.
And that was when she took the baseball bat.
Or the umbrella.
The umbrella. That's right. Yeah. Okay. And shaved her head.
Mm-hmm.
So it was listed originally for $9 million. Good news is those guys from Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles are selling it, so we'll probably see it on TV soon.
I love that show.
Yeah, speaking of meltdowns, my
God. My wife likes that show. I
don't watch it.
I don't like
those.
Josh Altman, he's local.
I don't like the sellers. They're all just...
They're intense.
Ugh. Yeah.
But I just feel...
Like
I don't watch it. Really? I don't watch it because I feel bad about my life. These people's houses are beautiful. I'd much prefer watching Hoarders.
Hoarders.
Like, whoa.
Got them
beat. I'm okay. That's what I feel like. I'm doing okay. I feel $1 million listing. I'm not doing okay. Hoarders, I am. All right, Kanye West, speaking of meltdowns, had a meltdown. He's running for president. This is a mistake. He held a rally. He said some things that were quite controversial. And now he tweeted last night a bunch of things, including that Kim Kardashian is trying to fly to Wyoming with a doctor to lock me up. Like on the movie Get Out, because I cried about saving my daughter's life yesterday. He won't let his kids pose for Playboy. Thank you.
No, that's good.
He also said the movie Get Out was based on him. If he got locked up like Nelson Mandela, we'll know why.
He's still running for president, though, Kanye.
Yeah. I mean,
he's got my vote.
Well,
oh my God, stop.
Did you see his post for the West Wing?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Listen, you guys, he's having a psychotic break, and we're all witnessing it, and he needs to get mental health.
Yeah, there's even on the Twitter machine, hashtag pray for ye is trending because people are concerned.
It's not good. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Really has a lot of problems. Also, I don't know what he's thinking, but he was wearing an outfit yesterday that I would have escorted him out of.
He looked like Where's Waldo?
Yeah, it was. Right. We're realizing that he has a lot of problems, but he was so jealous, according to his ex-wife, Amber Heard, that he called other stars that she worked with nicknames and accused her of sleeping with them. Whatever.
Dish. Go.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Pumpkinhead. Legit.
Okay.
Channing Tatum. Potato head.
Sounds like a theme.
Okay.
And Jim Sturgis. Jim Turd Sturgis.
Jeez.
He's not particularly...
No, he's not creative.
Creative, but it's I think it's pretty funny.
Pumpkinhead.
Yes. Yeah, well, I think he was drunk and eating ice cream. That was, that's...
Like some absinthe.
Yeah.
He looks like he's... he's not doing well. I mean, he's 57.
Yeah.
He's looks 67.
It just goes to show you can have everything, all the money in the world and everything at his fingertips. And just
he did. He had it all.
It's a little sad.
All right, we're going to put some money in your fingertips. A shot at $1,000 coming up. We have a brand new scramble to play.
Yeah.
We had a winner yesterday, 5 o'clock. J-Bo had a lady named Stacy. She got it from Grafton, right? Stacy Thornton from Grafton. She got all 5 of yesterday's songs. She knew The last one, which was hard to get, was...
Brown Eyed Girl.
That Brown Eyed Girl got everybody, but not Stacy. She got it. $1,000. Your chance coming up as soon as we do this. Don't go anywhere. We'll be looking to get caller number 10 to unscramble the $1 million.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Okay, and it is brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today, Jean from Boston. Jean from the female variety. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
You ready to play Super Smart?
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jean.
I work in Boston as an administrative assistant and, I enjoy my job.
Well, that's good. You're working from home, I hear?
What's that like?
new experience, new experience.
It's good.
She meant enjoying your job was a new experience for LBF. That's fine. You love it here. She doesn't even want to go on vacation next week.
No,
we're pushing
I don't.
Her out the door.
No.
As hard as that is for us. Okay, Jean, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
You say pass if you're not sure. We'll get back to it. If you get all 10, you'll win $1,000. Let's go.
What is 9 plus 10?
19.
What was Jacqueline Kennedy's maiden name?
Bouvier.
Who sings the 80s ballad Truly?
Pass.
What basketball Hall of Famer was nicknamed Wilt the Stilt?
Wilt Chamberlain.
What is measured in fathoms?
Pass.
Which novel features a character named Hester Prynne?
Harry Potter books.
This science deals with the behavior of projectiles.
Pass.
Which major car company owns the brand Lexus?
Toyota.
What U.S. state is called Vacation Land?
Maine.
The Potomac River empties into what bay? At the buzzer.
What bay?
Yeah.
Buzzer's done.
Okay, Jean.
Gene, hey, you got 5 right. Not half bad. You ran out of time on that last one. Here's what you missed.
Okay. Lionel Richie sings the 80s ballad, Truly.
How does that go again, LBF? Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I
do.
I really don't.
Truly,
I know that...
truly in love with you, girl.
Because
I'm truly, truly in love with you, girl. You know that one?
No, keep not, going.
Oh, no. Please don't make me do it. I'm literally, like, sweating.
No, that was fine.
Depth of Water is what is measured in fathoms. Hester Prynne was the character in The Scarlet Letter.
Yes.
Oh.
Remember... 10th grade, I think it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's my boy right there, Lionel Richie.
That's it.
I have the album here, by the
He's
way.
He's holding the album up.
The science, did I say the science that deals with the...
No, is.
The behavior of projectiles is ballistics.
Yep. And the last one.
The Potomac River empties into the Chesapeake Bay. But well done. Half right.
Yeah, Jean.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? You didn't have any help, that's for sure, right?
No internet. Oh, I wasn't looking at anything. No.
Nobody in the audience. You're flying solo. Hey, Jean, we're going to give you a $100 Apex Entertainment gift card for playing today, okay?
Thank you so much. That's great.
You know what's great? Because the food is fantastic.
Oh,
have
so
some
good.
Fun. Bring some friends with you and enjoy it. It's in Marlboro. Yep, hang on. It's in Marlboro. They're open now if you visit this week. You can spin the Apex wheel for a chance to win tons of prizes. There you have it. Okay, if somebody wants to play Super Smart,
What should they do?
Yeah.
They should go to WROR.com and register to play. Mm. And there you can take the quiz and see how super smart you are.
Truly.
See if you qualify.
Truly.
There's no qualifications.
None whatsoever.
Take that's anyone.
As it turns out. Thank you, Gene, for listening. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Very nice, Gene.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. It's hard to be cool these days. It's going to be 90 today.
So hot.
77. Yeah. 77 already.
Wow.
Holy cow. So what is cool?
Okay, if you hate this kid's song now, you're going to hate it even more.
Oh, boy. I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
It's that time of year. All right, Brian.
Well, they're bringing back a boat that was destroyed by a great big shark.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Comes
together. It's all coming together.
Yeah, it is.
But it's for a cool reason.
I like it. Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin blasted off from the moon on this day 51 years ago.
Allegedly.
And we have a skeptic in the room, but I'm going to, we have a movie that you might have to watch. I'll tell you about.
Okay.
A throwback coming up.
Okay, so do you hate this song?
Not real. I heard it a lot 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're going to hate it even more.
I don't hate it.
I mean, it just gets in your head. And
I don't like that.
You don't like the Daddy Shark?
No.
Why?
It's awful.
Grandma?
Stop. That's Grandma Shark.
In charge of the buttons, yeah. So the reason that this song is popular again is because these gymnasts put together a ab workout.
Oh, no.
So two baby sharks.
Please turn that off.
Yeah. Please.
Which is only about a minute and a half.
Oh, really?
But when you're just listening to it, it feels like forever.
It feels like a week.
Imagine doing sit-ups to it. But apparently it is a very effective.
Motivate you.
Yes. And
wow.
Yeah, when it's over, it's over, it's over. All of it.
What is a gym? Who's doing this?
These girls, these gymnasts.
Oh, gymnasts. Okay.
These young gymnasts, they fly through the moves and make it seem so easy. But minute and a half, it's hard.
It's awful.
So it works.
Minute and a half.
Makes a good workout.
Well, good. Thanks for
that. You do it with the kids.
Yeah, that was cool.
Wasn't it? I'm going to post the video so you too can baby shark sit
do.
Up.
Where would you do that?
Okay.
At WROR.com.
Very good.
Good place for it.
Yep.
God, that's awful. Let's talk about a shark that everybody likes. You know that shark?
Hit it again, Bob. No,
that shark, that shark Bruce. You know Jaws?
Yes.
That movie about a shark?
Yes.
People have heard of it.
Yep.
They are bringing back the Orca, the boat that they all went out on. You know, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yep.
Well, they're making the exact same size boat. It's called Return of the Orca. They're doing this for a documentary. And the guy who designed the boat originally, Joe Alves, he was on the movie, and Martha's Vineyard local Chris Crawford, who worked on the original Orca, along with the author's widow, Jaws author Peter Benchley's widow, Wendy. And they're doing this. They're kind of trying to raise funds for it to rebuild the Orca. They have an old lobster boat they're going to remake into an exact replica. And they're going to use it to do some white shark research. Right off of Martha's Vineyard. And I think even some of the kids from Camp Jabberwocky are going to get to use it. It's
you
kind of
should
really
go
cool.
on that and you could do your Quint impression.
Opa drives the boat, Chief. You know.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I just love that movie.
You could do it.
No, I love that movie, but I don't go in the water.
You want, no, that's it?
No.
Yeah, why would you go in the water? Sharks in the water.
Yeah, sharks are in the water.
Cage
jellyfish,
goes in the water.
Terrible in the water.
What goes in?
I'd rather listen to baby shark.
Nah, yeah. Well, they don't hurt as much.
No, just teeny tiny bites.
Little teeny bites, little baby sharks.
Boy.
Okay, yesterday we were talking about, yesterday was the first day, 51 years ago, that man walked on the moon. An American, proud American, Neil Armstrong was the first to touch down. His heart was racing at 160 beats a minute.
Yep.
He was excited. You didn't know what he was going to hit because they didn't know if it was powder. I mean, if he would sink,
Maybe he was just perpetuating a myth.
No, okay, see. Now, anyway, so I know you have just a little shadow of a doubt, but full credit goes to our caller earlier. I wanted to give him credit for that. Here you go, sir.
I was wondering, could you tell LB that she needs to see Capricorn 1? It's about the moon landing.
No, okay. She doesn't.
I'll take a look.
Capricorn 1. What a crock.
Oh. She will like it.
That was Charlton Heston's probably worst movie since Soylent Green.
That's not Charlton Heston.
Well, who was it?
Elliot Gould, Hal Holbrook, Kelly Savala.
Okay.
What's your problem, Bob?
How was he not in it?
We're playing Dead or Alive again?
I think that was a 3 for Brian. 3 for Capricorn.
Hal Holbrook, wow.
No, seriously, that was the movie where they tried to show that it was all just a Hollywood setup, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Soundstage.
Okay, I just think LB would like it.
All right, I'll check it out. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, not at all. O.J. Simpson's in Capricorn 1.
Well, alive. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
See ya.
O.J. before he went through airport.
Yeah, that's right. Before we used to run through airports.
Right.
That's
right. See ya.
Okay. Bye.
Every split second of this historic flight, every intimate detail, every heartbeat was monitored by Mission Control in Houston.
This is Capricorn 1. We have landed.
As millions all over the world watched and listened, the President of the United States spoke to the astronauts across the vastness of space.
To the men of Capricorn 1, I bring you greetings from your fellow Americans.
There's only one small catch. It never happened. It's all a lie. A fantastic $30 billion hoax.
Ah, there you go, LBF.
Oh, I gotta see that movie.
Yeah, the trailer looks good.
I know, right? Elliot Gould is underrated.
Yeah. OJ, I mean, what more do you want?
Oh, my God.
It's Capricorn 1.
Okay.
So for all you doubters out there, you're doubting Thomas's. 105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian today. 90 degrees, heat wave rolls on day 4. A few passing clouds tonight down to 69, 77 tomorrow. That's the one. A few showers will cool things off.
Yeah. Pick of the week,
ready
as you
for
like
that?
To say.
It is the pick of the week. If you don't mind little showers, we could use them.
Yeah.
Right? So we did our True Confession Tuesday earlier in the show. It was a lot of fun where LBF was chastised from our boss because
a respected radio industry executive.
Yeah, he's the big head honcho. And he disparaged you because the question was, the premise was on Facebook.
You could quarantine with the artist of the first concert you ever saw.
Who would it be?
And I proudly said, Jack Wagner, because he's all I need.
And Jack Wagner was your first concert. You're a little teeny bopper, were you?
I wasn't really a teeny bopper. I was just like kind of a loser girl who watched General Hospital after school and thought maybe if I turned my life around, I'd get a boyfriend like Jack Wagner.
Okay. Well, you paint such a
How much time
picture.
Do you have? Yeah, well, no. I got to lie down
wild
now.
Enough. We have a couch in the studio, though. Go lay down.
We're going to need a bigger couch.
Yeah.
So
what?
So we asked a lot of folks to go ahead and, you know, tell us their first or their worst. We heard some great ones.
Yeah.
Most weren't bad. We heard, you know, everything from David Catt, the Monkees, mm-hmm. Boston, the Kinks.
Yep.
All a bunch of good stuff. And so we have someone on the phone who thinks he can top your Jack Wagner.
Okay.
Are you ready for it? Here it is.
I was a huge Milli Vanilli fan.
Oh, right? God.
Uh-oh.
And I swear to God, I had everything of theirs. I went and saw him in concert. I was dancing around going crazy with my friends. And then found out they were a scam, and I swear to God, I was depressed for like 3 months.
That Milli Vanilli. Jeez. You had no clue during the show.
You know?
Did they lip sync during the show? They had to.
Oh, yeah. They weren't even real singers, yeah.
Yeah,
they
were singers. It was awful.
Yeah, that's awful.
Crazy stuff, right?
Well, wow. The good news is I think you beat LBF's Jack Wagner concert. Yeah. That's tough to beat Milli Vanilli.
Congratulations, sir.
We have a winner.
At least Jack sang.
That's right. All right, thanks for sharing that one. I got to go with Milli Vanilli. So, yeah. And he admitted it. He was a big fan back in the day. So.
See, we all have our crosses to bear. Although I still remain unashamed at Jack Wagner and my love for Frisco Jones in General Hospital.
All right, Frisco Jones. 105.7 WROR. It's 80 and more. And that's just your weather.
That's, oh.
Right?
Right.
And more. It's going to be 90 today.
What you do. Look at the magic that you create
on
the radio.
Don't say that word on this station.
I'm sorry.
We do not say that.
All right, hooligans. I don't know. Something.
Sunny and 90 today. How's that grab you?
It grabs me.
It does. Right by the, I don't want to say.
I'm glad you don't.
No,
because I don't want you to
say
it.
No, it's muggy. It's hot. You're going to stick to your seat. You know how it is.
There's a song coming up.
Yep. Nope. Anyway, 77 tomorrow. Look for some showers and much needed break in the humidity. Maybe a thunderstorm. How's the backyard? Huh? That's the question.
It's
where everybody wants to be.
It's exactly, but you want it to be better.
That's what we're here for. That's why we're asking for your photos of your backyard at WROR.com to enter for a chance to win the backyard upgrade.
That's right. You can win among these great prizes, including
all of them.
All of them. All of the prizes. A $1,100 gift certificate to, shower
That's
place.
Cape Cod Shower.
Thank you.
Cape Cod
Shower. A set of custom cornhole boards from Wicked Cornhole.
Yeah.
A push mower from Harvard Outdoor Power Equipment and Honda Power Equipment.
Nice.
A $400 gift card from Plymouth Quarries. Rock stuff.
And stone. Yeah.
They have some, fire pits and stuff there.
I need one.
Do you need a fire pit? Don't you have enough, Bob?
No, we don't. I use an old metal can.
That's so sad for you.
Are you?
It's a $250
coffee can.
We all gather around the coffee can.
I light it up.
Yeah. I light it up, and you can only do one marshmallow at a time. That's woeful.
It's so sad. If your backyard is like that, then enter to win.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we all gather around the coffee
around
can.
The coffee can.
Swat mosquitoes and wait for our turn to roast a marshmallow.
Right.
You in?
Yeah.
All
I'm
right,
in.
Come on up. It'll be fun. We'd love to have you. You're number 10. Okay, good. Grab a stick, LBF. All righty. So, seriously, we want your picture. Go to WROR.com.
Yeah, submit it.
What are we calling this outstanding promotion?
This outstanding promotion is called Backyard Upgrade. What should we call it? All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.